It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Welcome. I'm a little bit late, I know. But as you guys all know, duty called, so I had to take care of some work things before I could hop on. It always happens. I'm probably going to get a few more calls while I'm on with you guys, but we're going to try it. You never know. Maybe I'll luck out. it doesn't always happen that way. And we never do shows on Saturday nights. So I happen to be not working right now, but this has been absolutely the week from hell, let me tell you. Thank God, Age of Ultron, I get to see it on Thursday night, and then Free Comic Book Day was today, so thank God those things happen, because it's just been a bad week. But you know, everybody knows that we all have our bad weeks, and what you gonna do? What are you going to do? But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys got to enjoy some of the geekiness that has went on this past weekend. I hope, know if you guys got to see Avengers, the sequel to the Avengers movie, Avengers Age of Ultron, this weekend going on. I'm sure somebody's watching it right now. Still going through the weekend, so they're projecting really, really big numbers for the movie. But the theater I went to was packed, so I know, and there was all of them. They had like five different theaters where they were showing it inside the theater, that they were all packed, they were selling out. So hope you guys get to check it out. So we're going to talk about that. Tonight we're going to give a little bit of a review and see what you thought of the movie, and you guys can tell me so you can join me live, and then we're going to talk about Free Comic Book Day, and we'll probably touch on this again next week sometime once I get some feedback from all you guys. And what else are we going to do? We're going to do something else. Talk about some things in the news, I guess, but it's going to be my geek weekend wrap-up, because I've done a lot this weekend. I'm tired. My feet are tired. Had some good food, had some good barbecue. I've been eating all damn day, so that's never good. I've been eating since last Wednesday. I mean, eating. Not like, you know, give me a little burger in front. No, I've been eating. I've been doing too much. It's that damn gas station pizza that got me. And if you guys don't know, and I don't know if you guys are Mountain Dew drinkers, but they brought Baja Blast back in the bottle. Not a good sign. Not a good sign. So you have to forgive me, because now you don't have to forgive me. I'm going to have to forgive myself for what I'm doing to my body with this coming back. Because I was drinking like the Whiteout Mountain Dew, but now since I've seen the Baja Blast, it was funny because the other day I'm like, well, maybe these are bottles left over from last year, because I didn't think they were going to bring it back. And so then I went to another store, and I'm like, because you know that it's a different color green. You know how the Hulk, when he's real mad, he's real green, or like they did with the pop figures. You know, the one Rage Hulk is like this kind of funny shade green, and then the regular one is like kind of emerald green. Well, that's the difference between the regular Mountain Dew and the Baja Blast Mountain Dew. And I'm like, that's that color. And I seen it from across the room. I'm like, yeah, this is not good. This is not good, you know, and I try to lay off the pop, and I go through spurts when I'm like, okay, I'm doing too damn much with all these damn soft drinks, and I'll start drinking, you know, the flavored water again. But right now I can't help myself, because I really, really enjoy the Baja Blast, because, you know, normally you can only get it for years. You can only get it at what's that store called? Taco Bell. And now you get, you know, they have it in the bottle because they started last year for a limited time. So maybe it's going to be like a summer one. You know, they do it through the summer, and then once summer's over, just like they do that with that Ceramist cranberry splash one, you only have it during the holidays. Like it starts, you start seeing it pop up around Thanksgiving, then it's gone by Christmas. So maybe that's what they're going to do. But anyhow, so when we come back, we will start talking about my geek weekend, starting with some shows, not even talking about Agent Ozron yet, but some shows that's been going on. The Flash is off the chain. Arrow, you know, when we come back, we will talk about that and a little bit more here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We're going to take a little break and join me in the chat room. We'll be right back.
Like my red cape. Soup, soup, super, super, soup, soup, super, super. Ooh.
Can you please pour me a handle?
Now hit the sirens. On the rocks.
Growing up, I was confused. Like the cars up over my head. Confused, I tap my fingers and then wind up dead. My mom and dad, they wouldn't listen. When I realized I'm a hero and I'm on a mission. Living that life, I'm considered a myth. Rockin' body sober after drinking a fifth. I'm topping man balloons and they're shaking the fist. Pulling bad guys over with the flick of my wrist. Till my rhyme's so high, MCs are melting. 537 degrees Kelvin, that's 264 degrees Celsius. Don't ask me what the fuck the Fahrenheit equivalent is. But I need a superhero partner. Team up and battle crime like Crest Battle Starter. Now we fight crime while we drop rhymes. Ladies form lines while we say what we say. Superheroes, every city has a real. Like the streets of Gotham City of Batman. We're on the call any time of day. Making mad science is aching like clay. Last line of defense to stop calamity. When it matters, we're like Holmes and Hannity. Doing that shit you only see in movies. And rocking that after party with groupies. Yeah, let me introduce a man who has my back in a pinch. Bad karate skills, I slap the black off the ninjas. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
I'ma pass this shit.
What? And it goes like this. Thursday night hitter, they call me Balboa. Teeth quit, bitch, tap it back, door blower. Master of plays, I got a statue of bronze. You be rolling like Chachi, I'll be fucking like Bond. No, Mrs. C, I wanna eat your pie. The MILF hunter tapped that action last night. Cause I use Coors Light to get a bitch right. Six pack later, I'll be laying some pipe. I'm really hard, but not made of steel. I asked Ray Morale if the boobies were real. Yeah, I dig that. A master of
baby. Put your base for jail. Superheroes, every city has a real. Like the streets of Gotham City of Batman. We're on the call any time of day. Making mad scientists aching like clay. Last line of defense to stop calamity. When it matters, we're like Holmes and Hannity. Doing that shit you only see in movies. And rocking that after party with groupies. Yeah, the criminals be coming out at night like the Wolfman. I'ma make it right cause I am the solution. Cleaning up the town like there was pollution. Cause I know how to fight. And I know Kung Fu, heart of a lion and dragons too. And I got bare arms like the Constitution.
Superheroes, big boots.
Superheroes, every city has a real. Like the streets of Gotham City of Batman. We're on the call any time of day. Making mad scientists aching like clay. Last line of defense to stop calamity. When it matters, we're like Holmes and Hannity. Doing that shit you only see in movies. And rocking that after party with groupies. Cause super cuties and superhero booties. And we don't disappoint when we hear the call of duty. You can't shoot me if you can't see me. You must be crazy like Gary Busey. So when the face starts hitting your face, you better fly. Travel through time like Marty McFly. I'm a superhero. I fly in a shoe. Hitting that dance floor in my bunker boots.
Mix it. Bring it. Now rolling over, baste it.
Clay. Last line of defense to stop calamity. When it matters, we're like Holmes and Hannity. Doing that shit you only see in movies.
the Five by Five podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for checking me out. Whenever, wherever, however you're catching the show, I do appreciate each and every one of you guys. And a shout out to all the new listeners that have been checking out the show lately. I appreciate that. You know, you can always check out some of the geeky things that I do in the course of my week. And I promise if you're on the Facebook page, you're not hearing about my job. So you can go to facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And then you'll see there's more pictures there as well. So you'll see all the pictures of things I get today at Free Comic Book Day, geeky things that I do during the week. I do comic book reviews sometimes. And I might throw a little shade here and there. Always throwing the shade, right? But why don't you guys tell me that Arrow, well, I'm always like 3 or 4 days behind on Arrow. And Grandpa Al, welcome to the chat room. Miss seeing you, and I'm doing okay. Busier than I would like to be. But I'm very busy. You know, guys, you can always come when the show is live. You can come and join us in the chat room and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And if you went to Free Comic Book Day, if you happen to be listening live, give me a yell. Give me a holler. Say what's up. And tell me what you got. Or if you've seen the movie, and tell me what you thought of Avengers Age of Ultron and all those other geeky movies that has been going on, like the television shows that have been going on this week, because everything is they're pushing, you know, toward the end, and everything is getting good, really good, like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, you know, Tuesday we had one of the first, and it happened kind of with Captain America Civil War. I'm jumping ahead. Captain America the Winter Soldier. They had that tie-in. Hydra that all went down in the Winter Soldier, but on this past Tuesday, I think I watched it on Wednesday or Thursday, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they had a Age of Ultron, I guess tie-in, and by way of Reyna, who she, you know, we know now she's an Inhuman, and one of her gifts, other than being physically changed, she has premonitions through dreams, and she has foresight, and she prophesies that a metal man were going to destroy the world, and we've seen that. Then also, Agent Coulson mentions there's spoilers. Agent Coulson at the very end, he says it's Theta Protocol, because he's talking to Maria Hill, and he says Theta Protocol and time to call the Avengers. That was the tie-in that tied into the very first beginning of the movie, which I'm like, oh, he was talking about Loki Scepter. They had found it. Dr. Liss has been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and of course he was one of the antagonists in the movie at the very beginning. They kind of got the whole Age of Ultron ball rolling. So like that, and they said they're going to wrap it up with the tie-in on this coming Tuesday. So that'd be cool. I love the tie-ins. It was more of a subtle tie-in than the major, because the movie kind of shook the television show to the ground. You know, when you have a show called Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then there's no more S.H.I.E.L.D. per Captain America the Winter Soldier, what are they going to do? So they handle it, as Josh Whedon does, he handled it very well. And then we have the whole Inhuman storyline now, which I think is absolutely awesome. The comic book Inhumans is off the chain right now. I knew it would be, and they do have a second one called the Uncanny Inhumans, which is really dealing more with Black Bolt and the aftermath of the him, Medusa, not being the king of the Inhumans anymore. The whole Terrigen bomb that's produced other Inhumans, one that we've come to love, Kamala Khan, the new Ms. Marvel. She was featured in one of the Free Comic Book Day books, and I'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, so they're definitely amping up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And since we're getting close to the season finale, there couldn't be more than 3 or 4 episodes left of all these shows. You have Flash, you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you have Arrow. All those shows are wrapping up pretty quickly, and so it can only get better from here on out. What I did know with on one of the Flash, on that comic book resource guide, they were talking about how Hawk Girl is going to be the headlining character for the spinoff of the Flash and Arrow television shows, which is going to have Firestorm and the Atom involved. You know, when he's seen the future paper, he was reading that her name is actually Hawk Girl, as mentioned in that newspaper from the future, you know, Dr. Wells's future. So we'll see how that turns out. I don't know. Is low budget? I guess network TV is not that low budget. They keep on talking about how Sky, you can't do too many powers on her because they don't have the budget. They don't want to go do too much. But, you know, she's an Inhuman, so you guys are going to have to do something, right? You just can't sit and let her just kind of idly throw a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A couple shakes and shimmers and then call it a day. I don't think we can do that, but we'll see if they're going to do that. I hope not. I hope not. I hope they do expand her powers and make her a lot better, and maybe we'll start getting her real name, because you know she's Daisy Johnson, the Inhuman. Yes, the Flash is getting very intense, Grandpa Al. I enjoy it. And then this week we finally get to see Grodd. Gorilla Grodd is making his debut to the little screen. He's a letter turned himself into Wonder Woman as a stripper. No, not my Wonder Woman. Maybe Black Canary, but not my Wonder Woman. No. So these shows, you know, after the success that Daredevil was, the series on Netflix, you know, geek is in. We're here, you know, us geeks, nerds, comic book geek, whatever. We are here to stay. Our culture is here to stay. And it's, you know, it's kind of taken off, and it's nerd culture is profitable, obviously, because if it wasn't, they wouldn't still be making these movies. just touch a bit on Flash. I hate to say it, but I think it's doing better. Well, I think it's a better story line because it's more comic book ish than the Arrow. Arrow, you know, is really serious, kind of dark, you know, not as dark as Daredevil, but kind of dark. And now it took them, and which is sad for Arrow, because it was a good show before the Flash spinoff. It was a really, really good show. And then it lost its way a little bit. You know, I guess the writers were concentrating more on Flash, which the writing is kind of fluff over there on Flash, but the whole scenarios, and they're using so much from the source material and people that we know and love, you know, that's so good that we forgive some of the writing, you know, things, and maybe not using the source material as seriously as we would like for them to use it. But Flash is killing the game. It's my favorite comic book television show right now. Although Daredevil was great, and you know, you binge watch that 13 episodes and you're done, but Flash is still number one. Arrow, I think Daredevil had to be number two, and now Arrow is three. But these last few episodes, it definitely has caught up, because there's been times in these last two episodes, especially this last one, where my mouth was open. I'm like, oh, I can't believe they just did that. And did you guys see the canary cry? You know, in last week's Flash, not this week's, last week's Flash, what's the guy? I forget his name. But he's Vibe in the comic books, but Dr. Wells' assistant, what is his name? I wish somebody knew. Somebody tell me. He makes that collar. She wants her the Sonic thingy that Sarah used to do for her canary cry to be better. And so when I was watching it, I watched it today. Actually, I watched it this evening, this week's episode, and I see her use it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Is that how they're going to use the canary? That's going to be her canary cry. But I'm gonna need her to do some acrobatics and get away from that Billy Club. I'm done with that. You know, Black Canary was a good hand to hand combatant, but she's been trained by Nyssa, one of the two, the heir to the daughter of the demon. Now, if you guys don't know, she's got to marry Oliver Queen. I'm like, oh, they're bringing the drama. But didn't in one of the animated shows, I think the new Damian Wayne, isn't that supposed to be the daughter of Ra's al Ghul's son? Isn't that who that is? Damian Wayne. So maybe they're taking a different spin and now it's going to be her and Oliver. Who knows? So I thought that was kind of cool. So it's just like all this good stuff is on now and you just can't get enough, but they're going to wrap up pretty soon and then we'll get heavily into, hopefully cross my fingers that it all works out, that I can go to St. Louis Comic Con because there's a lot of people going to be there and I'm like, okay, we need to hammer some plans out. And I think we're going to do like a family trip over there and we're going to work it out. And then I'll be able to see some pretty cool people. But anyhow, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about I'm going to give my personal review of Avengers Age of Ultron. Also, I'm going to play part of the episode that I released earlier this week. Yesterday, when we all went to see Avengers Age of Ultron and we kind of talked about it on the way home, what we liked and what we didn't like. I will share what I liked because there were some things I didn't like and there were some things I did like. But right now, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I will give you my review. It is a 5x5 podcast. My name is David and we'll be... Once I get it queued up, we'll be right back.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to ME, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Into Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please
talk nerdy to me.
Can't resist that. And what's the coin you want? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm you cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One.
Been to Comic Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me.
Uno. Manipur Lady 3.
Dos.
She wanted all my XP.
Tres.
My 64 makes her want me.
Cuatro.
Oh.
One ring. Up, up, down, down, forward, back, A, B. You don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making will be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up by a man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. You go try, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please
talk nerdy to me.
I can stop.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Uh, I like this song. I know people that I used to, I was say that. Some people didn't like me playing that song all the time, but I actually like it. But that's K-Face Rules. But Talk Nerdy to Me, you know, that's that parody of Talk Dirty to Me from Jason Derulo. Welcome back to the 5x5 Podcast. Thank you guys for checking me out on my Geek Weekend wrap-up. I have to say, other than the TV shows that I watch, I really had a good weekend of geekiness starting Thursday night. So I'm going to include that in there. With Age of Ultron. I want to be, you know, because there's some little spoilers here. I want to be clear. I like the movie. I was talking to somebody today, and they was like, oh, it was awesome. It was great. I loved it. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say I loved it, but I liked it a lot. You know, I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. And so that's good, you know. And so... And I kept on thinking, and then I seen the cast of Thought Bubbles at Free Comic Book Day, and I was talking to Kristen Lane, and he kind of agreed with me. He was like, yeah, I expected more. I did too, you know, and some of the blogs I've been reading and some of the reviews, I think everybody's saying the same thing. We still liked it, you know, we didn't hate it. The first one still is better, but I guess the first one's always better, because I guess I think when you have a first one, there's no expectations. You know, the second one, I expected more expectation. I will say, and when you listen to the review that we gave, my niece, my nephew, and I, and Cecil, my niece's boyfriend, when we talked about it on the way home, I think I said this. A lot of it seemed, and of course it's scripted. I'm not stupid. I know it's scripted. But it seemed a lot was... You did that on purpose. You did that for a laugh. And it was kind of corny at some point. The standout actor or the character that probably made the most sense, it was the most normal, and the jokes made sense, was Hawkeye. Everybody else, it seemed overdone, or why would you even tell that joke at this point in the movie? And it worked in the first movie because they were all new and they were trying to, because you sometimes, like me, if I'm not comfortable with somebody, I will share a joke. I'll tell a joke kind of to break the ice a little bit. So it made sense in the first movie. The second movie, you guys, this, I guess a couple years, 3 years has passed. I don't know what the time frame is in the movie, from first movie to the second movie, but y'all ain't joking like that no more. You know, you guys are the team. You are the Avengers. It just didn't, for me, it didn't work. And I kind of winced a couple times. I'm like, I didn't like that too much. But, you know, hey, they tried it, you know, and obviously they started. It fit. I did find out that that some of the scenes were cut. Like, they said that Ms. Marvel was supposed to be. And the part where War Machine, sorry, I was reading something, work stuff, Ms. Marvel was supposed to be in the movie. And at the very end, when War Machine, when of course Nick Fury says we have something for these ones that are flying up in the sky, and he starts taking them out, she was supposed to be in that scene. I think that would have been cool. That would have done it for me, to just have that cameo of Carol Danvers as Miss Marvel, well, Captain Marvel, blasting those Ultron bots. You know, more like Doom bots to me. So that would have been cool. And also, a scene that had Loki in it was cut. And Josh Whedon said it was just, you know, it was already bloated as it was. You could have cut about five of them jokes and added those scenes, because those jokes weren't needed in this movie. It was more of a serious nature. And, of course, they're setting up, I think they were setting up Civil War a little bit. Spoke a lot about Wakanda. And then the guy who was stealing the vibranium, you know, as he was rubbing the back of his head, he has claw marks. So to me, I'm like, ooh, Black Panther got to you, you know. So but James Spader, he played He was the voice of Ultron. I thought he did a great job. I think how he delivered everything was very creepy and very how I would think Ultron would be. It was more human than robot. So I don't know if I liked that as much, but I think it did it. It made it really creepy. The whole "there's no strings on me" was that was pretty cool. And can I say this without anybody sending me a mean text or email? Tweet or email. Why in the hell was the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in this movie? What was the purpose? You know, y'all could have took them out and put people who are going to have their standalone movies in this. I like their addition to the movie. I think they both did very good job. The guy from Kick-Ass, he was Quicksilver. I thought he was good. And of course, they kill him. But, well, they shoot him. They touch his neck. He wasn't dead. You know, Nick Fury can bring people back. He is an enhanced being. But here's the thing. Since they can't use mutants, and I thought they was going to use the whole inhuman, the inhuman aspect of that's what these, that's what, how they got their powers. They're these inhumans affected. But I don't think they would say that more, but they're saying they were done with tests. What kind of tests? You know, I guess if Hydra has had, I guess the girl from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they tested on her, maybe they infused them with blood. Maybe that could be the inhuman aspect, but to me, it didn't seem that way. They were just some genetic experiments that they kind of developed these powers. The Scarlet Witch probably had some of the best CGI stuff, you know, with her powers, and she's kind of badass. I don't like the fact that she's a telekinetic, you know, but I guess they had to do more than a hex power. You know, she has that kind of reality warping abilities. Very, very strong. You know, I guess she's a mega level mutant in the comic books, but now they're saying that I didn't know this, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, that they're not they're not the real children of Magneto. I've read that, and I don't read a lot of the X books anymore, but really? So I thought that was interesting from comic books. But, you know, so the movie, like I said, the first movie to me, I think it was an A++. I will give Age of Ultron a B-, you know, maybe a C++. No, B-, because it was good. It was entertaining. It did what it was supposed to do. I think my big movie is going to be Ant-Man, because I've seen another trailer for Ant-Man, of course, the one that's been kind of circulating the internet. It was good. It was really good. So I'm waiting on Ant-Man in July, because I think that's going to be the big hit, and people are kind of saying it's about Age of Ultron, which I'm sure is going to do huge numbers. It's going to do huge numbers. But, and I put it on Facebook the other day, that on Thursday night after the movie, loved the movie, thought it was cool, liked it a lot. But I probably won't go see it again. You know, can I get the, well, I ain't going to say that, get arrested. I'll wait for the DVD. You know, I'll wait for the DVD. Unless I can get a $5 matinee on a day that I'm not doing anything, which is very rare, I'm probably going to have to wait for that. But it did what it was supposed to do. And I enjoyed it. And Grandpa said, notice when Flash and Arrow get together, there is more humor than in the Arrow series itself. I totally agree. And then he says, channel news with, hey, Andy Bong, you haven't been around in a while. I haven't seen you for a while. Hey, welcome to the show. Nice seeing you. So, you know, the movie was, like I said, I probably won't see it again. I don't know if I said I won't see it again, but I probably won't see it again. But, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe I'll wait until next week and go look at it again. The real cool thing was, Thanos, you know, we're getting closer to the Infinity War, you know, and he's finally like, I'm going to do this myself with the Infinity Gems. But the whole thing with the Vision was my favorite character, other than Hawkeye probably giving the best performance, being the best part of the movie for me, as from a character standpoint. The Vision, Paul Bettany, he was balls. I loved how they did him. I didn't think, from seeing some of the figures, you know, his color was kind of off. I don't think they could do the color, you know, in these toys, but I thought he looked good. The only thing that I didn't like was him having the Mind Stone, the Infinity Gem, as the stone that's on his head. But they did it for a purpose. It's there, so... they're saying that Thanos will kill an Avenger. You know, the Vision has been killed before, so that makes sense, and I'm sure Tony Stark can bring him back. But everything was, again, I have to say, everything was done on purpose. This is one of those movies, oh, I know why you did this. Oh, I know why you did this in this movie, because you had to have a reason to justify it later in the movie. So the whole thing when Hawkeye got shot at the beginning of the movie and they used the synthetic skin to heal him, okay, I knew this was how the Vision was going to get a scan. And the one scene when he saved Scarlet Witch from the whole, when that whole piece of land blew up, the look. So I think they're going to hook up. I don't know how, but I love Paul Bettany as the Vision. I like the whole, how the Vision, his thought process. You know, he didn't hate Ultron. He was just like his reflection in the mirror, you know, and he was like, he agreed with Ultron. He's like, you know, humanity is doomed. They're a bunch of F-ups. You know, they've screwed this planet up. They've done XYZ, and I know it, but I'm, you know, everything that's beautiful doesn't survive. And I'm like, wow, that's deep. You know, so I like that. So there was a good moment, like good writing moments and good moments in the movie. And then, of course, he kind of obliterates Ultron at the very end. But and then the very last scene when the new Avengers, and we're waiting for Captain to say, he said, okay, Avengers. And it goes off before he says Avengers Assemble. I thought that was kind of cool. And then you have Scarlet Witch, Anthony Mack as the Falcon, the new Captain America. Who else? The Vision. There was somebody else in that scene. And him and Black Widow was ready to train them. So I'm like, okay, I can get with this. I can definitely get with this. And you know, there's always new members coming in and out of the team. So I just wish we had more of a wow factor of things that we weren't expecting and things they maybe have kept secret. You know, Beyonce recorded a whole album. I know it's a bad time for a Beyonce reference, but she recorded a whole album and then dropped it unsuspectingly. Nobody knew. Y'all could have kept some stuff that we didn't see, you know, we didn't hear about, wasn't leaked, and then wowed us, like the whole Carol Danvers thing and maybe a Loki, but she didn't do it. Y'all very linear, and y'all told a story. It had a beginning, had a middle, had an end. Now, was it necessarily great in all aspects? Nah. But with some things that that we enjoyed, absolutely. It started my geek weekend. It started my geek weekend on Wednesday. I'm sorry, on Thursday night. So I'm going to let you listen to what we said, actually, when we left the movie, because some funny things that happened while we were at the theater. So I'm going to let you guys listen to that. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up with FCBD, Free Comic Book Day. We'll be right back.
We had just got done seeing Avengers, Age of Ultron. I got my niece, Cecil, and my nephew. What do you guys think?
It was okay. To me, I don't know. I was just underwhelmed. I wasn't super underwhelmed, but I wasn't overwhelmed. I was just kind of whelmed.
I have to say I was just whelmed.
Yeah, just whelmed. I don't know. The fight scenes were okay. They're nothing like the first movie, though. And then it's kind of the same thing that they did with, like, Iron Man 3. You know, Iron Man 3 was nothing but love story. It's just Tony Stark in love with Pepper. And they just go back and forth. I feel like that's what that is, like the play on everyone's relationship. I don't personally care. I don't know. Mandarin is Iron Man 2, right?
It was 3.
Whatever. All I know is that love story is long gone out, but that's why I was thinking of it.
Well, I liked it, but like I said, it wasn't. If I was going to give it a 1 to 10, it would probably be a 7.5 just for the action sequences alone. But did you guys notice they seem like they put in jokes, a lot of jokes. And it seemed like it was very, very, it came off very scripted.
Yeah, some of them were forced.
Very forced. Kind of corny, you know, and I didn't like that as much. I thought it was going to be a little bit grittier.
I don't know. It just like...
Yeah, it was very PG-13.
Yeah, but also, like, they did just enough cuss words to make it funny, but where they wouldn't get an M rating, so, or R rating.
Yeah.
M for video games. And R rating, so kids can still go see it. I was like,
yeah, spent $14 on that's a small. Yeah, my popcorn, of course, everybody knows that. Popcorn stuff costs more than my movie ticket. And the thing is, I was going to plan to go see this in, like, IMAX 3D. I'm probably not going to see it again. I'll wait for the video to come out. Because it was one of those movies you can only see one time. Because you've seen everything. Everything that you was probably... And it was very linear. No surprises. Was you surprised by anything?
Not really.
Anyone else? Yeah, but I knew he was coming. You know, I was going to see how they was going to do it. I like the Vision. I guess they changed some of the mythology because I didn't think the Vision had the Mind Stone from the Infinity Gauntlet stuff. I didn't know he had one of the Infinity Gems. Just like, but my favorite person would have to be the Vision, though. He killed it.
I like the girl.
Scarlet Witch was good.
No, that's what she is.
The Scarlet Witch.
I love her.
Wanda Maximoff. Yeah, you know, but you know, they're really... Those are Magneto's children.
A Magneto had kids?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Somebody when he was...
Just a mere mortal.
Yeah, it was. It was. And they were somewhere. I forget. Sorry, X-Men fans, and I should know this, but it doesn't come to mind right now. But those are his children. So they're enhanced humans. I don't know if they're going to make them inhuman. And supposedly, if you guys watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's going to be another tie-in to wrap this all up in Tuesday's episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I wish they would have brought Coulson back in there. And then at one part when they mentioned Fiji, I thought they were going to do a play on Tahiti, and I was going to lose my mind, but they didn't. They just said Fiji, and I was like, oh, that could have been so cool. But...
Well, you know, if it's all connected with Josh Whedon is saying now, it's not because, you know, Coulson died in the first movie. He was brought back to life for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But what's his name? Nick Fury knows that. He knows he's alive. And he didn't share that. It's like he's back business as usual. He's not the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. He gave that to Coulson in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But doesn't Romanoff know that he's not? Because wasn't she in... No, she wasn't in that episode. That was like...
But Sif knows. And
no,
she didn't...
think that Thor would know that Coulson was alive, too.
Well, they told her not to tell.
I'd like to see Coulson in there. I know it wasn't.
It's like it is a cameo. It's like, hey guys, I'm back. They were like, the reason he died was to bring them together and bringing him back with.
Kind of defeat the purpose.
Absolutely. That's what they say. I'm not buying it. But the whole inhuman thing, which I think that's what's going to be the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, which I'm not going to tell y'all, but Quicksilver didn't make it to the end. I didn't say anything. He didn't make it to the end. He might have left, you know, like the Hulk. But the Hulk did. He's like, bitch, I'm not thinking about you. You know, and there's some weird love story between Bruce Banner and the Scar. What's her name?
Black Widow.
Yeah, I'm
and
like,
that doesn't feel genuine either. Girl. It's just like, oh, he hurt me real bad. What? What is that? No, this isn't flirting. This is 1956.
They needed the girl, the emotion and aspect of it, and because she's dated, I think she's dated Captain America in the comics. I think she dated Tony Stark in the comics. But and they mentioned Wakanda, which is cool because you know Black Panther is coming to the big screen.
I'm not gonna lie, when you heard what was it, Wakanda?
Yeah.
All I remember when I was little is you calling Ethan Baka from Wakanda. That's all I connected it to. And I was like, oh my God, that's what Baka never called Ethan. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that a Baka from Wakanda wasn't necessarily a good thing. So that's what I
kind of like. No, but Wakanda's a good thing. It has all the vibranium of the whole entire planet.
But who's Baka?
I don't know who Baka is. I'm sure he's somebody on one of those Black Panther animated series. They've had one or two. Jill Scott, well, it doesn't really matter. other than that, we had a pretty good time. It's really late. It's 11:30, and we're going home, and people have to get up and go to work. I don't have a morning meeting tomorrow because I worked all day today. So these other people have to get up, and my poor little niece, she's going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's okay. She'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
But the one funny thing that was probably more interesting than the movie itself is our movie, what would we call the lady in front of us?
Oh. I don't know what I would call. I don't know if she was making a mind the whole time. I don't know if she was tumbling on Tumblr. I don't know what she was doing, but she was all in her phone.
Yeah, and I tried to be really low-key and nice and a little slick with it.
I just kicked your seat.
Oh, I didn't know you were down there being violent.
No, I just kicked
Black your Lives Matter.
I'm going to shout out. I just kicked the seat once. And then she just kept on.
She went sun your foot.
She kept on going. She wasn't worried about me. She showed her husband the content. Apparently, it was great. They were smiling. It's a family affair.
Yeah, and then I said something. I'm like, she took that phone out. And I guess she didn't hear me. Because she won't be subtle with it. And, but then I finally said, I didn't tell her specifically. I said, I'm tired looking at that phone. Because my eyes was hurt.
Not 10 seconds later, the fear of God got in. And she cut that phone off. Quick. Nobody, come back on the rest of
didn't nobody have time for that. So, anyhow, so was the experience good? Glad you got to see it. Was it worth the money to go?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it until that didn't look interesting to me.
It's 3 hours, 30 minutes long. Don't see it. Matthew McConaughey in a cowboy hat.
I'm not watching a 3-hour movie.
I
sat through The Color Purple. I'm not watching another 3-hour
movie. This is worse. This is longer than Roots.
See?
Color Purple and The Sound of Music all in one. That's in The Color.
Yeah. But you know what I did think that I wasn't going to like to see was the trailer for Terminator.
Yeah. Oh, that was so cool.
I never watched the first Terminator, so I can't lie.
Oh, you need to do some research. Yeah.
I want to see Ant-Man.
Yeah. The Ant-Man trailer was ball.
Yeah, man. And then San Andreas, because the Boston Splitting kids.
I don't like those end of the world, you know, dying movies like that.
The Rock is gonna save us.
Yes, I don't. I'm not putting my faith in The Rock.
The Rock is gonna. Dwayne Johnson is here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson, president of 2016.
Let's go. He's not getting my vote for saving us. But it looked interesting, but Terminator, I want to see. And Pixel.
Yeah.
Pixel.
That movie started off so serious.
Right?
Even though it's an Adam Sandler movie and it has a potential to suck.
And I hate Adam Sandler.
Why do you
hate? I'm sorry.
No one hates Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore, yes I do.
Oh my God. How could you hate Happy Gilmore? Oh, that's terrible.
Baby Daddy, what's it called?
No,
Big Daddy.
Yeah, that was terrible. Everything Billy Madison, back is gold. And Click, and then just go with it with Jennifer Aniston. Although they're so good, Big Daddy's a miss.
I never thought he was funny. Sorry, people. If you like Adam Sandler, you can delete
the
me.
The Water Boy. Who says that?
Little Nicky. Is that another one? Little Nicky.
That was kind of funny.
See, no. Yeah, no.
I thought it was funny. He's the son of Satan. What's not funny about that?
Well,
all right,
whatever. I guess I was too young when I saw
him. He's horrible. He's not funny. Anyhow, well, that's going to be the little end of this portion of the 5x5 podcast. You know, you can check me out on facebook.com/the5x5. Completely spelled out. And we'll see you next time. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
So that was our little review of The Avengers. So what do you think? You know, so you guys can share that. You can send me a tweet at the 5x5. Or you can, of course, hit this post on the Facebook page for the 5x5, the 5x5 completely spelled out. What else do we have? You can follow me on Tumblr. I'm not on Tumblr. Tumblr's kind of dirty. One Funny Guy on Instagram. And the next week, I'll read what you guys had to say about the movie. About the television shows we talked about today. And what else? Something else. What's going on there? Those are there. I just want to know what you guys think. And so I'm trying to do too many things at once. I'm still getting work calls, believe it or not. And so I'm trying to do those at the same time. So when we come back, we are going to talk about Free Comic Book Day to wrap up the show tonight. Thank you for listening. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Sir, the telephone. I'm afraid my protocols are being overridden.
See, quick break, because I'm ready to go to bed. So we got 10 minutes to wrap up Free Comic Book Day. So, you know, every year for the last several years, you know, last year we spoke to Joe Field, I think that's his name, he was the organizer of Free Comic Book Day. So we talked about him. So you can find that here on the 5x5. You can find that interview. If you go to the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com, you can click on the right side. There's a little blocks there where one of those, the interview for last year's Free Comic Book Day when we spoke to the originator of Free Comic Book Day. But the first Saturday in May, we celebrate. Us geeks get to go to the store and we reward it for our patronage of the comic book genre. And we're rewarded with free comic books. You know, how many events can you go to just because you're part of the culture and you're part of the geek scene, so to speak, that you get free comic books just for walking in the store? So my local store, my A store, you know, I talk about this all the time, my A store, they always do a really good job. Always very inviting, always very, I wouldn't say always, but well, a good portion of the time, it's always a really good event, and it was packed. This is the first time I've been going to this particular one for the last 3-4 years, and when I tell you this event was packed, it was packed. There was a line outside the building pretty much all day, and if I was smart, I could have handed out business cards with my podcast on it for all these geeky nerds, but I forgot that. Well, I had them with me and I just forgot because you can kind of get caught up in the moment. But we waited a good 30 minutes in line because we got there at like 9:15 and we didn't probably, well, not longer than that, because we got there at 9:15. The doors didn't open to 10 and we probably waited 30 minutes in line. So a good hour and a half just to get into the building. I was trying to cut, but they wouldn't have it, and I didn't see anybody that I knew, so I didn't want to get punched in the face. But it was really fun. My niece went with my nephew. He's on the academic Olympic team, and so he was able to go this year. He normally goes with me, so he didn't get to go, so he wasn't too terribly excited about that. But you know, they'll be a next year, Ethan. And so my niece, this is the first year she's ever went to, and I'm surprised that she's ever went to a Free Comic Book Day, and she was very excited to go. So we jumped in the car and we ran out to our local store, Comic Quest. If you're local to Evansville, Indiana, Comic Quest is on Morgan Avenue, and it's the premier comic book store here in the city. And my friends go there, you know, and I know people there, so I like going because I get to talk and be geeky and be in my element, so to speak. But today, I mean, we were looking for, well, I was looking for, certain comic books. They started, one of them was the All New, All Different Avengers, which features the female Thor, and then a new team of Avengers, which includes Nova, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and my favorite, Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, along with the Vision, Iron Man, and Captain America, Falcon. the very first page, we get Kamala yelling, "Avengers Assemble," and they said this is a special peek into the future of the new Marvel Universe, because you know we're ready to go through Secret Wars. That was one of Marvel's submissions to Free Comic Book Day. And then we get Divergence number 1 from DC Comics. So I really haven't really looked through it yet. But But I'm assuming this is going to be like an after effect of all the convergence. There's a lot of Batman stuff on the front of it. And yeah, this is going to be what the DC universe is going to look like after convergence is done, I'm assuming. So I'm going to get to read that eventually. Maybe I'm not working tomorrow, hopefully. And I will be able to go through it and see what's going on there. Also got Secret Wars Zero. This is going to be Marvel's quote-unquote convergence, rewriting their universe a little bit. So we get to see what happens, how this is going to start. We all know, maybe we all don't know, but we all have a good inkling of what Secret Wars entails. We'll see if they're going to take that route once again. But what I'm more interested in seeing, which I've been seeing it here off and on, A-Force number one, which is, it says in Secret Wars, the Avengers Assemble. This is going to be one of the new teams, and it's all females, all the female Marvel characters. And then they show a good portion of them. There's Jean Grey, Phoenix, of course, Scarlet Witch, Dazzler, Medusa, Rogue, Storm, Captain Marvel, Wasp, Elektra, all these female super, and then of course She-Hulk is in the middle, but I'm really interested in seeing how that's going to transpire. So Secret Wars Zero was another big one. Then the 25th anniversary special of Valiant. So check out what's going on there. I don't get a lot of Valiant comics. I did back in the day. And then another one that I was kind of interested in that was brought to us by Stan Lee called Chakra, the Invincible, for the digital series with over 25 million views on Toons TV, which I don't have. Available now on all apps of Angry Birds. So if Stan Lee's involved, it should be good, right? So, but we'll see. We'll see. And then I picked up Fight Club, which I thought that was kind of cool. And also, you always have to get the Bongo every year. But there was no Mouse Guard this year. Bongo, and they have like several different Simpson and Futurama stories in there. So I got 7 free comic books all in all. And I get another great, I got the Avengers Age of Ultron magazine. Got that too. So that was pretty cool. And then I got another great piece of artwork from cbgraphics.com, cbgraphix.com. Friend of the show, if he listens, Corey Brown, check him out at cbgraphics.com. He has some wickedly grotesque stuff. So I picked up a Spider-Man Venom print from him. And then he's wrote a book called Incoherent Ramblings with short stories and ideas from an artist, and a super sick piece of art on the back of it. So love that. And then new friend to Facebook, and maybe he's listening to the show tonight. I've started my sketchbook, and he did. If you go to Instagram, you can see the sick from Michael, I want to say Callinger. It's my second sketch that I have gotten done. He did a sick Phoenix, Dark Phoenix for me. So, you know, I'm a Phoenix Wonder Woman kind of guy. So, get that. So look for those pictures on Instagram and on the Facebook page. I haven't put them up on there yet, but they'll be there. So it was, I think, we went to the first store, and just so many people. And the only thing I didn't like, it wasn't, there was some, this mean girl kept on telling everybody to get in single file. She was really mean. I'm like, girl, you a volunteer. Why are you so mean? And then went a lot of vendors, and of course, a couple sketch artists that I'm going to get some work from. here in the next couple weeks. And then, you know, my niece, I didn't know, she's really heavily into Magic the Gathering. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But so all in all, it was good. At the first time, it was pretty good. And then, you know, remember at PopCon, I was talking about this barbecue. The barbecue that I got at that the comic book convention. And it was so good that I was talking about it for a while. So they returned for Free Comic Book Day, and I finally got my barbecue fixed, and it was just as good as it was the first time. Only thing was missing was the chest cake, but I'm going to get me some next time. But those guys are really great, so thanks for feeding us, because we had more than we should have eaten. And then we went to the second store here in town for Free Comic Book Day. And oh, I forgot. I've never seen a Christmas Story Funko Pop figure. I've never seen one. I've seen them online, but I've never seen one, you know, out to buy. And I did get Sheriff Ralphie. So it's my only one. I would love to have the Pink Rabbit one, but that's the only one I got. So I did get a pop today. Imagine that. I've been trying to cut down on my pop purchases because I got to buy me a new car. So some of this stuff's going to have to back off of it. So I got that. But then moved to the second store. And I stopped going to the store because I don't think they're very nice. And normally, why should I give you money when I don't feel like you want me in there? You know, and I've always said this about places who, if you're in retail, you have to, and this goes for what I say about people who are selling things at these conventions or their vendors. You have to connect with the person who's buying from you, because if you make that connection, because sales is not only about ringing it up, getting it through the register and getting you out the door. It's also about making connections. And if you make a connection, you know, that person's going to come back to see you because you've connected with that person. You know, when I was in sales, I would never talk about the sale itself. I knew what you wanted to purchase from me, but I would never hound you on it. You know, I've told you guys I'm buying a new car. I'm in the process of looking for a new car, and hopefully by the end of this month, I will have it. And so I gave the car dealership, you know, I sent a little inquiry. I want this, and this is what I want rate wise. You know, what can you do for me? Here's my trade, all that kind of good stuff. And so he's been calling me. You know, I know his sales, and he was like, so the first time he called me was on the 30th, the sales manager, and he says, "Oh well, if you can get it," and I was, you know, hemmed up in meetings all day, you know. So I just asked, you know, what you could do for me. I told him I was a motivated buyer, because I am, because I, you know, if the right deal presents itself, I'm going to jump on it. But I don't like being hounded. And so he says, well, you know, it is the end of the month. Yeah, I know. I've lived that life. You know, I know what commission sales is about. So, but you know, right, I just can't get to you today. I'm sorry. And I said, well, the rest of my week, my schedule is wackadoodle. You know, I have things planned for this weekend. I will get there when I can get there. If the car that I'm interested in not there, then it wasn't obviously meant for me. I believe in that kind of world, that cosmos thing. But anyhow, and so he called me today. He called me today, and he says, did I catch you at a bad time? I'm like, well, I'm kind of into, because I was at Free Comic Book Day, and it wasn't time to buy a car because I had things to do. And so he was a little offended. You know, I could tell his whole voice, you know, changed. He was a little offended, and I was like, you sound mad. You know, he's not. So I told him, I'm at an event, and then he says, well, I wonder what all that noise was in the background. Screw you. You know, so suffice to say, I won't be buying a car from you, because now you never establish a connection, because you're hounding me doing the hard sell thing. I ain't get a car anywhere. You know, so chill. Unless my car breaks down tomorrow, then I'd be running down a crime. Not really. But no, so I didn't like that whole attitude of it all, but it's okay. So what I was talking about sales, you know, you have to connect. So the store that we went to for our second part of Free Comic Book Day, you know, it's just, it was a very, it gets weird. I mean, what is wrong with you people? You know, I was almost afraid to approach the table where they had the whole company, because they're up there, like at the first store. They was like, oh, which one are you looking for? Oh, I read this. And they're, she's, we're talking about pop figures and she's connecting. You know, she's got me on the comic books while I'm looking and we're talking about something else. So I like you now. Cause you're caring about what I have to say, and you're interested in what I'm interested in. We found something to connect on, and that makes me want to stay longer. I want to be there. I want to go buy stuff. So I didn't get that. The second store, you know, I'm not going to say their name. They know who they are. but I'm like, you guys aren't nice. You know, it's the person who manages the store, he's been managing the store for years. You give me a bad vibe. And every time I come in there to purchase, I feel like you'd rather be doing something else. You walk around like somebody has stolen your dream. You know, you're not the owner. You would like people to think you are, but I know you're not. But I just don't get in. So I was talking to my friend there, who is one of the artists there. I was like, next year you need to go to the other place because you're not going to make any money. And this is a waste of your time. This guy's a jerk, you know. But the reason why I buy from the guy that did the sketch for me, not the guy who did my first sketch from PopCon, because we made a connection. I think you're cool, you know. You care that I want to look at your stuff, you know, and we find other stuff to talk about. So we made a connection. So therefore, every time I see you, I'm going to buy something from you every time. So Corey Brown, thank you. And and so, but at the store, just the whole vibe is wrong. And they're sitting there guarding the comic books like they're gold plated, not gold, like the gold ingots, you know. And I'm like, ugh, I'm done with this. So we was in there less than I didn't buy. And the thing is, I didn't buy anything. You know, I could have, you know, I'm not buying nothing from you. And I've stopped pretty much going to the store. And if I do, it's just a breeze through. And I don't buy anything because, again, I don't like your funky attitude. So you won't get any more of my money. And I'm surprised people are still patronizing this jackhole, because you're not nice and you're not warm and fuzzy. If that's not your gig, you could be the manager. But have somebody else who represents your company and puts you in a positive light. So people are like, oh, that guy that works over there, he's really cool. I'm on Sensa, and everybody looks really kind of greasy and slimy. It's kind of weird. But so we went back to the other store. You know, last year, my friend Matt had a store open. We always go out there, and then we went to Orangeboro, to Henderson. I didn't do that this year. We just went to two. Went and got some more barbecue. And the funny thing is, next door, there's a Rural King. And so there was people outside selling barbecue. And so we had to make a quick little bathroom break. And they're like, homemade barbecue, but y'all don't have no grill. Y'all have this one of them crock pot things, the big roaster pan things, and homemade barbecue. You want to get some barbecue? And I'm like, nah, not today. So when I went to my people that I know to get the barbecue, and I'm like, oh, they're watching us. And I felt bad. But I wouldn't eat that barbecue. Y'all don't even have a grill. So I need somebody who's actually fired up, and they pointed right off the grill. That's the, and it's Ooh-Wee Barbecue. That's what it's called. Ooh-Wee Barbecue. If y'all ever in Southern Indiana, Evansville, Indiana, y'all find them and find out where they barbecue in the weekend, because that barbecue will make you really punch your mom in the face. I'm sorry. You can't punch my mama. I ain't punch my mama. You punch your mom in the face for that barbecue. But anyhow, and so we went back, and my niece, her first free comic book day, had never been. She wins something, because, you know, they do little tickets and raffles and stuff. She wins something. I mean, I'm like, seriously? Seriously? So she did, and she had a really, really good time. And so we rounded out our day with some more barbecue. And we ended up going to Hot Topic. And if you guys, you Hot Topic collectors, they I seen the Mulder and Scully from the X-Files. They have those out now. I didn't buy them. I think I want to wait. See, I was good. I bought one today. And I'm like, okay, that's the only one I need today. And Mulder and Scully, they weren't exclusive or anything. So I'm sure I'll get those at Barnes & Noble where they're cheaper and I can get my 10% off. But anyhow, that was our free comic book day. So I hope you guys, I didn't take a lot of pictures today either. So I hope you guys had a great free comic book day. We're, next thing hopefully is St. Louis Wizard World Comic Con. I plan for us to be there. I think we'll do a Saturday and a Sunday. And I plan for us to be there, and I hope it's going to be fun. It's going to be like a little family venture outing thingy. And we'll go see some people. But happy free comic book day. It's just about over. It's almost 12 o'clock. The store didn't close at 10. I should have went back out there this evening, but I was tired because I did have to do some work today for about 30 minutes, and I got to do some tomorrow. But I'm sleeping in tomorrow. I'm not answering my phone. Don't y'all call me. But don't forget to check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5. Check out the blog, the5x5.blogspot.com. Leave me a comment. Send me a tweet at the5x5, and the 5 is numeric. And I think we're going to see you guys next time. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and or Stitcher. You always catch us here on Spreaker.com. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Good night.